Hey, everybody. This is City Council Rewind for the meetings on April 2nd, 2024. I am Aaron McCulloch, Director of Communications for the City of Broken Arrow, and this is Assistant City Manager of Administration, Norman Stevens.
It's great to be here this morning.
Well, I appreciate you spending some time with us.
And absolutely.
We'll get to just three things on the agenda from last night. The first one was the news about Scott Fest temporarily moving to the Rose District and Central Park this year.
Yeah, you know, and the key word is temporarily. And the reason it is that we are starting the amphitheater construction. And it was going to run into the exact same time as Scott Fest was going to be there. You don't want to have a major construction project going on and have people coming in to enjoy the weekend of Scott Fest. So the city has worked very, very well with the organizers of Scott Fest. They came in, they did their yearly update on the event. And they talked about what they're going to do to move it into our community center just south of the Rose District on Main Street. And it's actually going to do real well. So there's some concern about parking. But, you know, people come to Rooster Day and they get to where they need to be with parking. It's going to be a little tighter, but it's going to be more intimate. They're going to have access to air conditioning. And if you've ever been to Scott Fest, sometimes it can get a little zesty with the heat. So they're going to be able to get inside, indoor, you know, bathrooms. The air conditioning is going to be fantastic. We're looking at some things in order to allow them to make sure they can have their grand tent so they can do everything. So I think it's going to be a very positive thing, but I don't see it happening every year. Mm-hmm. I think after it happens this year, they're going to move right back out to the events part. The other thing that's really neat is it's going to give the opportunity when people leave Scott Fest, if they want to, they can just come north down Main Street, take advantage of all of our great restaurants, get a cold drink and do some shopping. So I think it's going to be a win-win for this time.
Yeah, I do too. That's going to be September 13th through 15th, and it's going to be right here in Broken Arrow. That signature event stays in Broken Arrow. I know there were some folks that were concerned about Scott Fest being a part of Broken Arrow.
And it was also talked about last night. We want them here for a long, long time. We want, when you talk about Scott Fest, you immediately think Broken Arrow.
Absolutely. You talked about the north end of the Rose District just then. Let's head that way. There are two items on the consent agenda, and they don't get talked about a lot, not a lot of discussion. One of the items is the Iola, not Inola, but Iola Street Rehab, and that's going to be from Elm Place to First Street, and that's going to be happening a little bit later this summer. They awarded the construction contract, you know, just rehabbing the street, little mill overlay, new sidewalk, that sort of thing. Just more improvements happening here in the Rose District.
You know, Aaron, we had a meeting earlier this week, and we laid out all the street improvements that are happening in what I like to call Old Town Broken Arrow. And Old Town is that area between Elm and Lynn Lane, probably from Broadway north. And we have been doing a tremendous amount of work to make sure that the streets are being improved, make sure that the sewer, the storm sewer, the water lines are improved. And this is just another part of it. And it's just making things look better, be better. When you have an award-winning Rose District, you want to make sure the area around it is shining too. This is a great next step in that.
Sounds great. And I would imagine that construction is likely to be going on while Scott Fest is going to be here too, but it'll be
way
on the north end.
North. Yes, sir.
One of the other items that we wanted to touch on, and this was in the Broken Arrow Municipal Authority meeting, and that was the awarding of a contract to a company for mowing and trimming services for right-of-ways, about 70 areas around town. It's springtime. Things are starting to grow. This is really important as well.
You know, it's kind of funny. If you don't notice your right-of-ways, that means somebody's doing something right. If you do notice it, it means we're letting them go. The city manager has made comments for years about the armor all on the tires. This is just another way. It's that extra little step that we make our city special, that it looks fantastic, not only to those of us who live here, but to those who come in and visit our community. So it's exciting times. Love going into spring and summer in Broken Arrow, specifically in the Rose District.
Yeah, it's a beautiful time of year for a beautiful city.
Yes, sir.
There are many other items on the agendas besides what we just talked about. For more about those, go to the city website and click on Agendas and Minutes in the Government section. Click on the date range drop-down list and then select the governing body. Find the meeting date of your choice and select the meeting details. All right, that's it for this edition of City Council Rewind. Mr. Stevens, thanks again for pinch hitting, if you will.
Always my pleasure, sir.
We'll see you next time. The next City Council meeting is April 16th. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for watching. This is a production of the City of Broken Arrow, the city where opportunity lives.